Hello friends, thanks for joining me today on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're doing well. Last night I was watching some martial arts, and a commentator said a pretty interesting thing. So you have this fighter who is doing really well. His last fight lasted like a minute and a half. He's becoming this knockout artist. So in last night's fight, he went a little longer. It was a 3-round max fight. And he dominates in the first round, no knockout. Dominates in the second round, no knockout. He's doing the same thing in the third round. About halfway through, he's getting a little tired. His opponent, all of a sudden, in the last minute of that last round, just gets some kind of like incredible energy and is punching away, kicking away. And all of a sudden, the knockout artist is starting to wobble. His knees are getting weak. He's getting a little shaky. You know, the fight is going to be his fight if he can get through the round. He definitely is ahead in points. But if he can't make it that last minute, he's done. If he gets knocked out, those 2 rounds he won, they're meaningless because he couldn't last. So you have one commentator who says, not all your fights can last 90 seconds. You can't get everyone finished in a minute and a half. Sometimes you have to go the distance. And this is actually not a bad win for him. This isn't worse. This is actually a good win if he perseveres till the last bell. Because he's gonna have to learn how to last all 3 rounds, or maybe even 5 rounds, depending on the fight. And I thought about that for a moment. I think the perspective of most would be, no, I'd rather get this thing done in a minute and a half. If I can't come out ahead quicker, if I can't end the fight well before the last bell, if I have to make it all 3 rounds, then I didn't do as well. But the reality is, you can win, you can be successful a bunch of different ways. And at the end of the day, the goal, the point, is to win. You find a way, you make it through. He's talking about martial arts. He's talking about the physical fight. And I'm thinking about the spiritual fight. I'm thinking about all the times that I see God take me from point A, we'll call that the problem or the point of crisis, to point B, which is the end, the resolution, the moment I get saved from the situation or the moment that I taste victory in my struggle. Sometimes it's a short window. It doesn't take very long at all. It feels like I put in a prayer, I walk in faithfulness, and that's it. We're done. We're finished. Call it a day. Other times, you gotta be like that persistent widow and just persevere with your prayers, requesting over and over and over again. And you don't see the win. You don't see the fruit. And you're wondering why. So you pray again, and you pray some more. And you get hit, and you feel like you're gonna get knocked out. You feel like, all right, God, you know what? If you don't answer this prayer by midnight tonight, I can't go through another day dealing with this. Like, I need you to save me from this struggle. I need you to give me victory in the fight. I need you to take away this oppression, whatever it is. But there are times when that extra fight, that extra struggle are necessary to build something in us. The Bible talks a lot about perseverance. James chapter 1 and Romans chapter 5 tell us the fruit of faith we see when we exercise patience, when we go through trials and persevere and get to the point of building faith and building hope, making them stronger. There is fruit to be had at the end of that process. If we can just hold tight, don't let those knees buckle. Keep that chin up, but protect your face. You've got to be able to take a couple punches, to take a couple big punches, and still power through, still hit back, still stay standing. But you know, unlike the guys in the ring who are, well, they're just relying on themselves, right, to get through that fight, It's like, what do I have left in the tank? How much training did I do? Am I just a little better than the other guy? Because that's all that matters. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be better than the one across the ring from you that day. It's all about who you're fighting that time. Well, guess what? We have Christ. That's what's in the tank. We have the Holy Spirit. We have access to all of God's power, all of God's knowledge, all of God's wisdom. We have access to everything Jesus exercised during his trial of patience and perseverance when he went through his sacrifice for us. We have access to that. That's what we can tap into. These fights that we have to endure, there's a reason. Yeah, sometimes it's fast. Sometimes it seems like it takes forever. But I feel like I always know when something is taking a little longer, when something takes a little more faith, a little more prayer, a little more hope, when I get to the point where it's not just me anymore, but I've got my brothers and sisters behind me and I'm asking for prayer and I feel like it's really like a community or a village effort instead of just me trying to get through. When I enter those times, I get the feeling that it is just preparation for something bigger, something greater, the next thing. I just keep reminding myself, you're not there yet. There's more to do. There's more to see. There's more to endure. This is another stepping stone, but you've got to get past here before God can take you there. We see these great men and women of God during our time doing amazing things, winning these incredible spiritual battles. And we might look at them and say, wow, God, I want to do that. I want to get there. You read stories of people from the past who've exercised incredible faith in the face of overwhelming trial, odds that were clearly not in their favor. But what did they do? They persevered. They exercised patience, faith, hope, prayer. They believed that God had them there for a purpose and would get them through. And so they just did not stop. They did not give up. They kept fighting and fighting and fighting. They followed instruction and scripture and did what they had to do to spiritually build themselves during those fights. We look at those people and we envy that experience. Well, guess what? It takes something to get there. This is a process. You don't start training for fighting today and win a championship tomorrow. You got to go through the trenches. You've got to develop your skill set. You got to learn how to fight, but you also have to learn your opponent. That's a critical thing here. There is nothing new under the sun, and that is surely the case with our enemy. Yeah, he might see how we change or how we respond to certain tactics, and so he might change what he does and try to come at it a different way and trick us using this, that, and whatever. But at the end of the day, he's no different than he has always been. His aim, his goal, it's the same. He just wants to destroy us. He takes what looks like a little nugget of truth and he wraps it in a ton of garbage and deception, and that's what he presents to us. And he hopes we bite, but we have to be smarter than that. He is relentless because his desire for us to be destroyed just does not stop. He doesn't give up. One day, he's going to stop. He's going to be made to stop. But by his own volition, he won't stop. We have to be the same. We have to be the same. We cannot stop this fight. So let us pray that God would give us everything we could possibly need to be victorious every time, no matter how long it takes, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how impossible it seems. We've got resources in Him. We've got resources in our fellow brothers and sisters. Scripture's clear that there's no reason for us to lose. God gives us the victory. It's a matter of us being willing to get there, regardless of what it takes to get there. Everybody who enters the ring, they just want to get the W. Knockout, lasting all 3 or 5 rounds, doesn't matter. They want to win. They just want another notch in their belt. They want that record to improve. They want to get closer and closer to that title shot. There's a goal in mind. It might take years to get there. They might get knocked out themselves a ton of times on the way, or get really, really close and just have to learn how to persevere and get through those last 60 seconds. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to learn just how to get through those last 60 seconds, because every fight we enter is going to come to an end. None of this lasts forever. Every trial, every tribulation, every pain, every temptation, every hurt, there's an end in sight. We have to remember that. And God wants us to see that end in victory. This week's song, Spiration, is actually 2 songs. There's one song by Kim Walker Smith called Brave Surrender. And there's another song by Yolanda Adams called The Battle Is Not Yours. I'm going to put those 2 songs together because I think the point of today's message is that we have to submit to the process God places before us. We have to submit to the process He requires for us to be developed the way He needs us to be developed. And all of this is God's battle, right? We are His stewards. We are His tools. We are His warriors. He is using us so that He can get the victory. Of course, there's a part of this that is about us. But ultimately, everything we do, everything we seek, should be for the glory of God. These battles we fight against the enemy for the glory of God. It's for His glory, it's for His kingdom. So let us surrender our will to His, because the victory is His. We just have to let go and allow Him to have us walk through that. Allow Him to lead us to the win. Father God, we thank You that we're winners, not losers. Your word says we will be victorious. We have a great hope, and it's not some wishy-washy half guarantee. You tell us what we will see in eternity, and that is victory. That is spiritual victory. That is good triumphing over evil. That is the extinguishment and destruction of sin and pain and sickness. Father, there is perfection, warmth, love, peace waiting for us, and we thank You for that, God. So during this very short period, God, when we have to endure so many evils, just remind us it's only for a time. We're guaranteed the win. We just have to submit to You and Your will, because You will be victorious. Father, we thank You, God, for the power You give us to be able to walk here on earth as Your Son walked, to exercise that patience, that perseverance, that drive to accomplish what You want to accomplish, regardless of what we have to endure to get there. Father, give us that faith, that patience. Remind us of that great hope, God, that we would keep going and not buckle in that last 60 seconds, God, but that we would endure to the end of every fight, Father. We love You, and we can't wait to see You face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.